everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today's video, I'm going to talk about a couple of things. I got a question from a customer here, of all places, found on RT, Russia Today. U.S. forms team to crack down on crypto crimes, just like J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon called for. Well, this is where the boogeyman. This is where the boogeyman gets all out of bent out of shape, just due to the fact that no different than if you're using Telegram, that you're a bad person because all the scammers and all the whoever else use Telegram. And now crypto is part of that as well, because it goes against the establishment and it could break down the traditional legacy systems of the US dollar, IMF, and so on. So here comes the stories of how it's a bad deal. The only thing I want to show you right now that I know that is going to get regulated are stable coins, and that is, I hate to say it, for some might not like this, but it's valid. And there's a reason what you can do about it. So let's get to that. Alright, so on Google today, especially on Bloomberg, if you look up and do the, a Google search on this, Tether Bloomberg, here you would get a bunch of stories. Mark Levine, money stuff, looking for Twitter's money. Can you trust stablecoin Tether? Five things to know about the crypto mystery. Where's the $69 billion back in the stablecoin? So, or back in the stablecoin Tether. So I'll let you read those stories, but essentially what we're dealing with here is I've used Tether on Binance. That's all they offer. I had up to 10,000 Tether. And the question was, if Tether is tied to the US dollar, you would expect if I buy a Tether unit of one US dollar, that it's going to be backed somewhere by a bank or gold or something equivalent of. But apparently this Italian ex-plastic surgeon decided to start this company. I always thought it was Coin or Circle or from Bitfinex or even Coinbase. But at the end of the day, Tether is not backed with $69 billion worth of anything, supposedly according to this Bloomberg article, that it's backed by like Chinese debt paper, like not as well, probably worse than Evergrande. So that's their backing. So for example, if you're on Tether, if you're on like an exchange like Binance, you buy a Tether with a US dollar, you sell that Tether, you're expecting a US dollar back when you sell it. So it may happen as long as there's confidence in the Tether Tether currency or crypto. As long as that's working, that confidence is there, and that's what keeps everything propped up, is you know, it's backed up by some. But with Binance, if they went bankrupt and you wanted your $10,000 equivalent Tether from your account, if that's all that account had, would you really think that Binance is going to sit there and give you back $10,000 equivalent from the Tether account? Probably no, because it doesn't exist. So this is legit. This is what they're going on about in terms of stable coins and the backing of those stable coins to be backed by something. I agree with that. So the response was this. This is the Tether's response on Twitter. Tether dismisses Bloomberg story as old news with dubious sources. Tether, the Bloomberg piece published today, is a one-act play the industry has seen many times before. So dubious sources, but let's face it, these criticisms are really legit. Start to be truly transparent and just tell us your blah blah blah. As long as you only tell, well, this is bad, really bad English. Be transparent. You don't show us what kind of commercial paper you own. I don't care of any nonsense statement you release. Just insane. So I think those are pretty legitimate. If you are on a crypto-based exchange with no fiat currency to buy in, you should be aware. So that's something you should question, and all the more reason I'm happier to be on a US-based exchange who are supposedly regulated. I don't know if the accounts are protected. If you're on Kraken or Coinbase, you can hold your everything in your account, which I do, in US dollar. Now, I don't think US dollar is going to disappear anywhere, but I do know that if I have US dollar, I should get back everything equivalent of back in US dollar and transfer it back into my bank account. That's the hope. But it's all protected, it's all legit, as far as I know, when it comes to, so here's the Twitter account, right here, about this Twitter response. But as I said, what I would hope, and it's regulated, that I'll get back my full X amount of dollars that I hold in either U.S. exchanges like Coinbase or Kraken, and should be able to do that. Especially the Coinbase is listed on the markets. But here's my worry about a company like Coinbase. You know that the Coinbase has been hacked with 6,000 accounts stolen from. The customer service has been pretty well garbage. I've already gone on about support with Coinbase, which doesn't even exist. You're just put through click, 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 and nowhere to go to talk to even a bot or a messenger or open up a ticket. You can't do any of that. I've not seen any of that. It's not publicly available from what I've seen about Coinbase. So that's where you start to question yourself. And remember, this is on a stock-listed company called Coinbase, okay? So they're doing their $3, $4 billion a day Binance, while we know that they're being booted out. So the level of credibility, level of trust is shot. But then you get a company like Kraken. I know a couple of weeks ago, if I push a button that says chat, and I'm talking to an actual human being, and they're answering my questions like a human being. I know I'm talking to a human being, and that's at 2 in the morning, and they were on without rushing me off the chat. I knew that that kind of raises my confidence in Kraken. Problem with Kraken is, well, if you're on my webinar, not enough volume. So anyways, that's where we're at. That's what I think about this Tether business, and of all places, I don't think I could put this kind of video on YouTube because, well, I put out videos like this on YouTube before, and guess what? They disappear without me getting notified. So here it is on Rumble. Over and out. And once again, if you like what you see, go over to our chat, private chat, at quantlabs.info. All right. And also, if you want to get on my email list as a newsletter every day, go to quantlabs.net and then /contact. And that will bring up the overall info that you can submit. And again, always moose up these transitions here. So that's the email list, quantlabs.net, and also quantlabs.info to get on the chat server. Other than that, thanks for watching. Have a good day.